The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
The title of this commentary is, Where Did Obama's Money Come From? And Obama's Troubling Internet Fundraising. It was published in the New York Times on June 29th of this year, written by Maureen Dowd. If you read her columns, you know she's no friend of conservatives. And it's more amazing that the New York Times, who's ultra-liberal, allowed this to be written. Dowd starts her column this way. Certainly the most interesting and potentially devastating phone call I have received during the election cycle came this week from one of Obama's campaign internet geeks mentioning that the internet raised thus far for Obama over $200 million, supposedly in $10 or $15 increments from American voters. That would mean, according to Dowd, around 13 million contributions. Something's wrong with this picture. This internet fundraising needs a serious, in-depth investigation and audit because these internet providers were able to trace large sums of money coming from governments like Saudi Arabia, Iran, and other Middle Eastern countries. Checking further, it was discovered large sums coming from China. It became clear that this money was coming from sources other than American voters. If indeed this is true, we must ask ourselves, is it right for foreign countries to have an investment in who becomes our next president? I think this is very scary. But about the New York Times and Dowd, both admirers of Obama, and in this instance, blowing the whistle on his internet fundraising, I have to say kudos to Dowd and the New York Times for, in this instance, putting the country first. Here's what I think. While most of us are politically partisan most of the time, there are moments when we each are confronted by the realization that something about to happen could endanger this country we love, and we suddenly put politics aside and be concerned that our country should not be put in danger. We close ranks. And this is one of those moments. So I repeat, is it right for foreign countries to have an investment in who becomes our next president? And do they prefer Obama because he'll be easy for them to deal with? Please pass this information to your friends. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.